VISA GB stands for the Visually Impaired Sailing Association of Great Britain. It's an organisation that encourages blind and partially sighted people to take up sailing on yachts. And Neil Kanani is the chairman. He joins me on the phone. Hello, Anil.
Hello, Dad. How are you?
Very well. Yeah, good to talk to you, sir. And thanks for coming on. Tell me about VISA GB. How long have you been involved with it?
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show. I've been involved with VISA GB since 2019, a few years after I retired from my job in the civil service. I'd never done any sailing before, and it was great to actually have an opportunity to do that.
How does it work if you've, like yourself, Anil, never sailed before? It sounds like it's quite daunting. How much special arrangements and maybe equipment have to be used?
There's not a lot of special sort of equipment that's needed for sailing. What is needed really is people to be empowered and encouraged to enjoy sailing and to give it a go, because many people think that, you know, it's beyond people who are visually impaired. What normally happens is we have volunteers, sighted volunteers, who help us on the boat, on the yacht, but they also help us from getting from, say, train station, coach station to the marina, and then help us to get on the boat. And all the visually impaired crew are a full member of the crew. They do everything, from tying up the fenders, doing the lines, hauling masts up or sails up. They also have to do some cleaning and cooking as well, so they do a lot more.
It's the full experience then. It's not just I guess it is all part of the sailing, but keeping the vessel doing what it needs to be doing. Well, you'll know firsthand then, Anil, from when you got involved, what that was like and what benefit it brought to you. How would you describe that?
Well, before I actually started taking up sailing, I wasn't really very fit or very sort of enthusiastic about exercise and that. And I found that by going sailing, I actually got the freedom of being on the waters and being able to take the helm and be given the opportunity to actually improve my sort of physical and mental health. Because it's very relaxing when you're on the boat, listening to the waves, actually doing the sailing yourself, learning new skills, and I found that it was absolutely fantastic. I just wish I'd taken it up a lot earlier.
Yes, as always with something you find a passion for, you wish it was happening earlier in your life. I understand that someone who's been in the news quite a lot the last few days, Pip Hare, currently on the Bondi Globe round the world race with her brilliant birthday message from Russell Crowe, is your patron.
Excellent. She is indeed, yes. We're very fortunate and delighted to have her as our patron. We couldn't really get a better person, really, could we? Someone who's, you know, a great sailor and competing in the, you know, solo on the, well, I suppose one of the biggest events in the sailing calendar.
Yeah, absolutely.
So fantastic to have her on board. We've been keeping an eye on her progress, and isn't she doing fantastic?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. And not least being sort of Russell Crowe's number one fan, as the world now knows as well, following that conversation. But if people want to look at the website, they can find out more about what you offer for visually impaired people. It's visa-gb.org.uk. That's VISA, as you might have guessed, visa-gb.org.uk. And those volunteers you mentioned who keep it all going, Anil, you need more of those, I'm told.
Oh, we do. What we've got a number of events that are happening this year, and I can list those if that would be helpful, but they are on our website. But we're also doing a four-year plan, looking at what we're going to do over the next 4 years. And without the sighted volunteers, really, we wouldn't be able to do the sailing that we have been able to do since 2009, when the organisation was originally set up. So, anyone wanting to sort of volunteer for us would be great. We've got 40 fantastic volunteers, some are sighted, some are visually impaired, and all the trustees apart from one is actually visually impaired. So we actually run it for the visually impaired people. So, if anyone wants to get involved, please let us know.
Well, I'll mention just one of those on your list for plans of 2021, which is the Round the Island race in July, touch wood, all being equal post-pandemic, and then the Round Britain circumnavigation as well for 2022. So ambitious plans ahead, Anil. It's lovely to talk to you, and hopefully when we're post-pandemic, we'll catch up again and see how preparation for those events are going on.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much, Pat.
My pleasure. Anil Kanani is the chairman of Visually Impaired Sailing Association of Great Britain. It's Visa GB, and that website again, visa-gb.org.uk, with all the info. The sound, the sound,
the sound of the South. Together, we can make a difference. BBC.
If Cupid's arrow is looking a little blunt this year, don't worry. We've got an idea that'll give you that warm and fuzzy feeling. We've got love.